Tono Bungay, Book the Second, The Rise of Tono Bungay, by H.G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Chapter the First, How I Became a London Student and Went Astray. 1. I came to live in London, as I shall tell you, when I was nearly 22. Wimblehurst dwindles in perspective, is now in this book a little place far off, blades over no more than a small pinkish speck of frontage among the distant Kentish hills. The scene broadens out, becomes multitudinous and limitless, full of the sense of vast irrelevant movement. I do not remember my second coming to London as I do my first, for my early impressions, save that an October memory of softened amber sunshine stands out, amber sunshine falling on grey house fronts I know not where. That, and a sense of large tranquillity. I could fill a book, I think, with a more or less imaginary account of how I came to apprehend London, how first in one aspect and then in another it grew in my mind. Each day, my